Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
When I leave the seat up, you don't think that it's rude. I want you to love me like my dog does, baby. When I come home, want you to just go crazy. He never looks at me like he might hate me. I want you to love me like my dog.
And good morning. It's Monday, and of course, that means we're going to catch up with Mary Beth Knapp from the Humane Society of York County. 13 minutes after 8 o'clock, 57 degrees, here on WRHI's Palmetto Mornings. I'm Patty Mercer.
And I'm Lucas McFadden.
Good morning, Mary Beth.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. It's interesting Mondays of recent.
Yes, it's very, very interesting time, I'm telling you. And we are looking so much to the folks listening to really think about financially giving to the Humane Society of York County as we go through this very strange time. Unfortunately, all the things that support us are now in stall mode, so it truly is the people that have to step up and assist.
Oh, goodness. Yes, absolutely. But I am hearing a lot of buzz about people wanting to adopt a pet, yes, especially because they're spending so much time at home.
Yes. So our adoptions are continuing, which is a phenomenal thing. So at this point, we're doing adoption by appointment only. You call in, you say you're interested, and we put you on a list, and you come in trying to minimize exposure. Mm-hmm. So it's keeping it keeping the exposure and the social distancing in play, which is a great thing. So animals are actually going home, which is phenomenal. The issue we are, of course, posed with, like everyone else, is the income to keep the staff in place, and we cannot do it without them. So, you know, all of us who are volunteers, that's one thing, and we can assist, but the staff are phenomenal. So I know it's hard to say in an animal environment to give so the people can stay, but that's exactly where we're at. Without the people, they cannot take care of the animals.
You can't have one without the other.
Yeah.
Exactly. It is a concerted effort, that's for sure. And we have such beautiful babies available. We do have, our numbers are decreasing, which is a interesting concept, but it's difficult to locate animals, which is really interesting, because we save them so often from animal control, which are closed. We save them from, you know what I mean? So the sources we get the animals from are, or people are locked in and they cannot come out. So our sources are minimized, which is really an interesting concept. Never thought I'd say that. We do have some kittens coming in next weekend, which people are very excited about. So that's a good thing. But to start us off this week, we've got this beautiful boy. Our dog of our week is CJ.
Mm-hmm.
And he is stunning. He is a handsome all-black, what I think is a retriever lab mix, and he's about 2 years old. He is got these amazing amber eyes that just make you melt.
Mm.
Oh, my goodness. And he is neutered, up to date. He's microchipped like all of our babies come, and he's ready to meet you. He's such a sweet boy, and he loves his people so much so he will greet you with a big old bear hug.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
He's a lover. He's in search of a person or a couple or family who really want to bring him in and into the fold of their family. Not so much a dog in the yard, but a dog in the family is what we're always looking for. He does have a lot of energy, but he does know how to calm down as well. So if this is something, if CJ is something that interests you, please give us a call. We'll get you on the list to meet him, and I don't think he will disappoint. He will make you melt.
Oh, those amber eyes.
Oh, and then there's Enzo, our cat of the week, which is so funny. So excuse this very interesting picture.
Yeah, what is she thinking?
Holy moly. She is a little nervous and shy, but she does calm down. She is a gorgeous girl. She is about 2 years old as well. She, as well as Spade, she's up to date with her vaccines, and she's microchipped, ready for her forever. But she is definitely a shy girl, but once you get to know her, once she gets to know you and warms up, she's a real snuggler, which is a wonderful thing. We love to get snuggles, particularly this time of our lives. We're in search of a home for her with older kids, and she enjoys the company of other pets, so that kind of helps the options there for Enzo. So if Enzo looks like the perfect addition for your family, please make an appointment today. and give her a chance to come out of her shell.
Oh,
yes.
And we talked about the importance of supporting the Possibilities thrift shop. We've got to continue to keep that, you know, even though it's closed. We got to, you know, right. as you mentioned, continue financially as well. And then some of your rescue needs.
That's right. Well, and to make a note of Possibility, you know, if you're taking this opportunity to organize and clean out, hold some stuff that's really great stuff for us. So that when we open, we can have that item to sell and turn around and make some dollars for our fur babies.
Great idea.
It's just a matter of you have to hold it anyway. So if you could do it for us, we'd love that and we'd appreciate it so much. Our rescue needs. We'd love donations, but as this time is such a strange time, we're asking you to please stop in with some clay litter, bleach, laundry detergent, toilet paper, or newspaper. Many other items that can be found on the Smile Amazon account under the Humane Society, where you can purchase it and have it shipped. But if you bring it by along with even towels or bedding, leave it outside. We'll come out and get it. We leave a little station out there with some receipts so you can help yourself with a little hand sanitizer so that, again, we're minimizing exposure. We don't want to have that touching of the door repeatable. I think I've wiped that door down a million times. The poor staff are sick of me walking behind them and bleaching everything down.
Whether it's the dogs, cats, or humans, you're walking right behind and cleaning something up.
That is absolutely right, and I have to tell you, cleaning a yard of debris of output is a whole lot better than dealing with this darn situation.
Oh, way to put it in perspective. All right, you can check out the Humane Society of York County online, humanesocietyofyorkcounty.org. In person, remember, appointment only. And then, of course, just follow them on social media. As always, Mary Beth Knapp with Humane Society of York County. You all go above and beyond the call of duty on a normal day. And, of course, it's our time to do what we can to help our fur babies this point as well.
Absolutely. Thank you. And please give, 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 and give some more.
All right, Mary Beth.
Thanks, Mary Beth.
Have a good Monday.